Happy Thanksgiving. This is Doug Chabot with avalanche weather and event information for the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center on Thursday, November 28th. Today's update is sponsored by Cook City Motorsports and Werner Health Management. On Monday night, the Bridger Range got 3 inches of new snow, and on Tuesday evening, 2 inches fell in Carrot Basin. Last night it snowed again, and at 5 a.m. there's 1 to 2 inches of new snow in most areas, with an additional 5 inches in Carrot Basin. Today will be snowy with 2 to 4 inches falling by tonight. A stronger system will begin early tomorrow through Saturday morning and drop another 2 to 4 inches in the northern ranges and 12 inches around West Yellowstone and Cook City. Mountain temperatures will remain in the teens. Ridgetop winds, which are currently east to southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusting to 35, will remain light to moderate and shift to the south. As we feast on turkey today and leftovers tomorrow, Ms. Winter will be hard at work carpeting the mountains with snow. Not to be unthankful on a day of thanks, but it's about time. The snowpack around Bozeman, Big Sky, and Cook City is mostly strong and stable. Dave and I spent the last 2 days in Cook City and found good stability in the 2 to 3 feet of snow. This dovetailed with observations from skiers in Highlight, Bridger Range, and around Big Sky. Avalanche conditions through Saturday will be limited to the new snow. In some areas, it is falling on a crust and may not adhere well. Other areas may have weak surface snow, which could slide. Additionally, wind will drift snow into dense slabs, which could be easy to trigger. Avalanche activity, no matter how small, is a sign of instability, as are cracks shooting out from your skis or sled. Avoid slopes with similar aspect and elevation if you see these signs. Now, the snowpack south of Big Sky to West Yellowstone is shallow and weak. Alex and Dave walked and skied into Lionhead a week ago and found 6 to 18 inches of snow on the ground, all of it faceted. Faceted snow is unsupportable, feels like sugar in your hand, and is very weak, which Alex shows in a video which is posted on our website. In Carrot Basin, 7 inches of snow has fallen, and I expect the rest of these ranges to catch up to these amounts soon. The snowpack will not be able to support the weight of much new snow. The avalanche danger is rising, and we are prepared for a possible avalanche warning if the weather forecast holds true. A foot or more of snow will make for very dangerous and widespread avalanche conditions. Traveling in the backcountry during the storm is not recommended. So we're working hard to get out in the field to collect information about the snowpack, and we want you to help us by submitting an observation form, which you can find on our website. Your observations are critical to us developing a complete picture of what is happening in the mountains. You can also email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com or leave a message on your phone at 406-587-6984, or you can tag us on Instagram with hashtag GNFACOBS. And thanks for calling and listening.